This type of assault weapon was banned in this country for 10 years. The ban lapsed. This morning, presidential candidate Hillary Clinton is calling for the reinstitution of this assault weapons ban. What would you say to those listening, like the caller, who said that that it is possible to protect the Second Amendment while at the same time restricting the easy availability of what I think is fair to call a weapon of war? It's a military-grade weapon.
Well, number one, I would have to take issue with calling it a military-grade weapon. Military-grade weapons are what are called selective fire weapons. They generally have a single-shot option as well as a multi-shot option. AR-15s are a semi-automatic, one shot per one pull of the trigger. It is not a military-grade weapon. It is not the same weapon used by our troops.
But it's capable of killing so many people in such an incredibly short amount of time. It's not like a handgun.
Well, I would dispute that. I mean, most handguns carried by people for self-defense every day in this state, by 1.5 million concealed carry holders in this state, have bigger rounds than a 9mm compared to a .556mm. And we're talking about a big difference in size. You're talking about banning the smaller bullets, is what you're talking about. As to the question of that we had the ban, the Congressional Research Service, all of the studies that have been done regarding the 1994 to 2004 assault weapons ban, which was largely based on the cosmetics of the firearm, not the functionality of the firearm, all have come to the same conclusion, both liberal and conservative, that it did not actually make any measurable change in gun deaths.
All right. Go ahead quickly, and then we'll go back to some calls.
Sure, Melissa. Thank you. I would just say that, you know, we're not talking about the caliber of the bullet here. We're talking about the action of the machine. And whether it's a high caliber clip, whether it's an AR-15, these are instruments of mass death. And it is these should be banned. I mean, you can't yell fire in a crowded theater, and you also can't take an assault rifle into a crowded club and kill people with it. This weapon is the weapon of choice for mass shooters in this country, from Sandy Hook to Aurora, California to Orlando, Florida. And you should be ashamed, sir, for saying what you've said today.
I just want to make a quick comment over here. I hear this that anytime people call for sensible gun regulation, that this is an attack on gun owners. Nobody's attacking gun owners. I don't think so. The president attacked gun owners yesterday. I don't think so any of us, either Jimmy or myself, attacked gun owners or blamed all gun owners. All we are talking about that in the wake of a tragedy, an unspeakable tragedy like this, why can't we come together and think about sensible ways in which guns can be restricted from the hands of those who intend to do harm, people who are mentally ill, people who are on terrorist watch lists. A person who is on a no-fly list today cannot fly an airplane, but can walk in and purchase a gun. That's how ridiculous our laws are right now in terms of gun control. Why can't we come together on those issues?
Well, I would point out to both of you, you may not be aware, but I was personally involved recently in one of the more recent legislative sessions with helping to pass laws to better modify our mental health laws to restrict people who were involuntarily examined and then voluntarily committed themselves, to restrict them from owning guns because of their mental health status. The issue that my organization has is not with that people who have mental health issues shouldn't be able to buy guns, or that people who are on watch lists should be able to buy guns. Our issue is you have a fundamental right to firearms ownership in this country, and we do not deprive citizens of fundamental rights without due process of law and without an opportunity for hearing and without an opportunity to challenge the deprivation of a civil right. Neither one of you would ever support the deprivation of any one of your civil rights on any other issue. And in fact, you know, Jimmy, you and several friends of mine are very active in fighting very hard for a human rights ordinance here in Jacksonville because you want the vindication of your civil rights. I believe in all 10 of the amendments. I believe in all of the amendments in Article 1 of the Florida Constitution that protect our civil rights. Florida Carry, at the end of the day, is a civil rights organization. We just happen to focus on a particular civil right, and we will defend that civil right just as strongly as any other person defends their civil rights.
Okay.